The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Reason to keep about 10 to 15,000 U.S. forces in Iraq was not for the sake of Iraq alone. It was first and foremost in our national security interest to continue training and advising Iraqi forces and to maintain greater U.S. influence in Iraq.
All right, Senator John McCain, one of many furious over the situation in Iraq, something that was brewing for a while and now it is broken free. The question is, a question that we've asked before of this administration, is what is the strategy? What is the strategy here? And how soon can we expect to hear about that strategy? This seems to be the Achilles heel of the Obama folks. Let's see. Let's throw darts at the dartboard. That looks pretty good. It really feels like that to me. They may be having a quadrillion meetings, but when they come out of those meetings, it's very unclear where we're headed. And this is why they're being ripped apart when it comes to polls, when it comes to where are we headed. All of the things and many more that go into what a legacy of a president and his administration, frankly, is. And Iraq is now the undoing. It's the undoing. Because it's ridiculous that we're in this situation. And that's where we start this version of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm. So this is the thing. You got to have somebody who looks at the big picture. You got to have the strategy. You got to have the tactical. It's one thing you go in, you think you have a clear picture, you know what the outcome is that you want, and you just don't attain it, and you've tried. Everybody's on the same page. You're trying. It doesn't happen for whatever reason. In this case, it's not that. It's about not having a clear vision of what it is that was supposed to happen the first time around, and as we pursued it even further and even deeper. So now you've got the Kurds. They're armed. They're ready. You have the Iraqi Kurds who are hoping to get to Baghdad. You have the Sunnis that are pressing, and the Iraqi military trying to push them off. There is really no good option. There is no good option. Diplomacy keeps getting talked about, but how long does the diplomacy option work when nobody wants to talk, when nobody wants to come to the table? The biggest blunder of everything that happened was putting Nouri al-Maliki in place. Why? He never should have been in that position in the first place to take this country to a different level. Because all he did was stack the deck with all of his Shiite pals and pushed all the Sunnis out of the way. The Sunnis and the Kurds never had any kind of a position. There was never outreach there, which would have been tough anyway because you're breaking thousands of years of history of hatred and religious philosophies that just don't gel. But there was never even a chance of that happening. So probably what we're going to see, I think, we're not going to see the drones. We're not going to see that. Most likely what happens is special forces. Probably special forces is where this is headed as far as the U.S. is concerned. Send them into the country. Let them look at the lay of the land and do what they have to do. I mean, the concern here has to be a couple of things. We don't have the intelligence for any kind of battlefield targets, so that's why the drones would be a bad option. So the only way to do this is to send in those guys, to send in 100 of those special forces. And they're talking about that. They're talking about a number somewhere around there. And what would they do? They would continue to train the Iraqi military. They would help with the intelligence. And they would try to set the strategy, I think. Or offer up some suggestions anyway. I mean, this is a crisis, the sectarian crisis in Iraq. And we're stuck as we are connected to that country. They are pressing. They are pressing for al-Maliki to make his Shiite-dominated government more inclusive. But how come this wasn't pressed before? It never was in the beginning. Oh, and if we really full-on went full-up boots on the ground, I think that would be disastrous. It's too late for that. Too late for that. So you already have the situation where Mosul was tagged, Tikrit was tagged, you have other towns that are melting away, and then you look at the border areas, and what does that mean for Syria? What does that mean for the Saudis? What does that mean for Iran? And where do we still fit into all of this? And it's not very clear as to whether the NSA, which can spy on all of us, has been able to figure out who the top insurgent Sunni guys are and who the ISIS leader is and where he is, right? Al-Baghdadi, who was actually released in 2009 after spending, of course, 4 years in military custody in southern Iraq. He is an elusive target. He gets it because he was around it. So good luck trying to find him. And the CIA is also on board trying to find him. They're figuring they can take him out, and that would be one way to start handling it. I don't see the drones. It's really going to be the special ops, and that's where the administration is leaning at this point. All right, we're going to talk about other things this hour, believe it or not, besides Iraq. But before we move away from that, you can certainly throw in your 2 cents. As you watch and you see what unfolds many, many miles away, what do you think is the best option? And remember, it's your money, it's our manpower, it's the United States and our role, or what our role shouldn't or should be, in this country that we spent so much time in training the militia, training the police force, training the diplomats. It's infuriated the former VP of the Bush administration so much that he and his daughter got together and put together an op-ed piece that ran in the Wall Street Journal. And wait till you hear what they had to say. So many people read it in Washington that Harry Reid went berserk on the Hill attacking Dick Cheney and also attacking conservative radio and a whole bunch of other people as well, and blaming all of that on what's now happened in Iraq. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
So when I check the op-ed today, the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal when I woke up, the one that caught my eye right away was the collapsing Obama doctrine, and it was written by Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, and throughout, and of course Dick Cheney takes a lot of beating for weapons of mass destruction, oh, the Bush administration screwed up while we were there in the first place, and on and on. And so what he says in the piece, or what they say in the piece, is rarely has a president been so wrong about so much at the expense of so many. Too many times to count, Obama has told us he is ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan as though wishing made it so. This is this op-ed piece. It goes on to say his rhetoric has now come crashing into reality, watching the black-clad ISIS jihadists take territory once secured by American blood is final proof, if any were needed, that America's enemies are not decimated. They are emboldened and on the march. The fall of Iraqi cities of Fallujah, Tikrit, Mosul, Tel Afar, and the establishment of terrorist safe havens across a giant swath of the Arab world present a strategic threat to the security of the United States. And I agree with that, because more safe havens, more terrorist camps, that kind of stuff, more danger of the other unthinkable things happening in the West. And, you know, they go on throughout the piece, and it's a very long piece, to say
The tragedy unfolding in Iraq today is only part of the story. Al-Qaeda and its affiliates are resurging across the globe. There was a RAND study, which is true, and I'm glad that they quoted it. Between 2010 and 2013, there was a 58% increase in the number of jihadist terror groups around the world. 58%. During the same period, the number of terrorists doubled. And so what the Cheneys are saying is that with this threat, Obama is busy ushering in America's adversaries into positions of power in the Middle East, Russia and Syria, and now the idea of Iran into Iraq. And what will this do by blindly handing this over? Then America moves down a notch, that kind of thing. And Americans' freedoms, or American freedom, wouldn't be secured by empty threats, meaningless red lines, leading from behind, appeasing our enemies, abandoning our allies, or apologizing for our great nation. All hallmarks to date of the Obama doctrine. Our security and the security of our friends around the world can only be guaranteed with a fundamental reversal of the policies of the past 6 years. So, you know, Dick Cheney obviously is defending what happened while he was in office, but they assert pretty much in the piece that before and after the withdrawal of American troops from Iraq, there is this increasing threat. The jihadists have been emboldened, which is true. They have been emboldened. And so what's the problem? The problem is they basically walked away from the country. And if you look at other spots where we've been, we have not walked away from the country. And the best example is what's going on in Korea. You talk about how much we're paying and how many troops we have right there on what I call the line of demarcation. Where it separates crazy from normal, or seemingly normal, in South and North Korea, the 38th parallel. So why are we still there? Why are we still in some of the other places that we're in? We continue to have troops there. And this is, it's frightening. It's frightening to think of. You know, what's the next move? Because the next move is such an important one, and it affects all of us. If you don't have anyone serving, if you know people serving, know people who have served, I certainly have had on this show people who have done many tours in Iraq, have done them in Afghanistan, and it's got to be incredibly disheartening to them. So there were some blunders along the way. I think the Bush administration should have never put Nouri al-Maliki in the spot that he was in. They shouldn't have signed off on that. That was their blunder, for one. Once you get over the hump of the weapons of mass destruction, we're in. You're moving forward. Here we are. So, seriously, you have this guy in power who doesn't even want to be there and then does not include anybody else. And you allow that to happen through both administrations, but in particular through the Obama administration, because at first Ryan Crocker, who was really the attaché, the liaison, whatever you want to call him, the diplomatic post was so important in this case. The diplomatic post was key. That's why we built $75 million worth of an American embassy, because the idea is we're going to help them. We're going to do this diplomatically. We're going to watch this all come together, flow these, have these two very different rivers flow together, but there was never really an effort for that. So imagine somebody else is in power, they're thriving, they're doing well, their people are being rewarded as a poke in the eye for what happened in the past, so the Sunnis aren't included. Not really. The Kurds, they're on the outskirts too, but they're watching everybody else thrive. Think of the oil money, think of all of that stuff, the large oil refinery. And who's getting all that money? Who's getting all the positions? And it leads to what's now happened. It was inevitable that they would have a civil war on their hands, that they would have that violence explode. And now it's a question of what are we doing? Special forces. I mean, let's hope something comes of that. I can't imagine it's going to be any kind of drone action. That certainly doesn't make any sense. All right, in the meantime, coming up here on America Tonight, do you like to be told what you should and what you shouldn't eat? Do you like to be told that you can't drink big gulps, that you can't eat Twinkies, that you can't do this, you can't do that, because we now have limitations on it? You know, this was part of the whole cries of the nanny state in New York City during Michael Bloomberg's administration. Because if, I mean, trust me, if you could hand everyone in America a pill and say, you are going to be beautiful, you're going to be the perfect weight, your body's going to be excellent, you're not going to have any chance of those cancer cells igniting or any of the horrible things that people go through, but you just got to take this pill every day. This is the magic bean pill, and we are going to make you take it, but look at the results. Well, we know that's just a fairy tale nonsense. So salt is now under attack, and I get limiting salt. I'm a person who doesn't, I don't even eat that much salt. I like it, but I don't, I know people that dump salt on chips and probably eat way too much salt, that who knows what that does to their blood pressure, but it's up to them and their doctor or their decision or whatever. Now there are some new guidelines coming out about sodium that'll make you go batty. And it'll make you go batty because you wonder what's going to happen with food. If they really go through, food will go sky high. This is an agent of what preserves food. And so if you said to yourself in one way, well, geez, removing some of that might be kind of good for us because some people have too much salt. What about people who don't have enough salt? Do you know, I know like three or four people that don't get enough salt. Well, they'll get even less. Better start hoarding all the salt that you can hoard. And I'm going to let our guest explain it because it is another one of those overreaches. This is a federal overreach that we're talking about this time. And it's not good. It's not good because it goes into that category of you can't do this. It's just like, all right, you know, don't smoke, don't drink, don't do any of that kind of stuff. So you're going to tell people who just occasionally like to have a drink, well, you can't drink. Remember, we went through that with prohibition. And it's like the cigarette thing. I might not smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke. But do I have the right to tell everyone else they can't smoke? Do they have the right to tell me you can't have salt? It really does come down to that. Some of this is so silly. So Sherilyn Harley-Laban from Project 21 is very animated about it. You'll see. She's coming up. Hang with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Yeah. Hit it.
Zodia.
My goodness, there's an attack on salt. So don't tell me that we had to go and grab up all the light bulbs we could grab up. So pretty much, I guess I'm going to have to send my husband out on an errand to get as much salt as possible. Would you believe it? We're going to talk about it in just a second with Cheryl Lynn Harley-Leban. She is the co-chairman of the National Center's Project 21, and she's terrific. We love it when we have her on this show. And Cheryl Lynn, so once again, we're talking about some new sodium guidelines. But is this kind of what we're seeing as a possible prelude to a salt ban?
Yes, yes. So let me just explain for your listeners how it works. So we've got these dietary guidelines, and for the past 6 months, they've been meeting at the FDA, and they're also sort of meeting with high-level people at the Obama administration and in the White House, okay? So we've seen things trickle out. Like, for example, part of the dietary guidelines has been kind of co-opted by this climate change agenda. So now you see that they are pushing for people to eat less meat and more nuts and vegetables. You've heard rumblings about the sugar. You know, they want to reduce the sugar. And we've heard them, you know, sort of whisper about kind of lowering sodium. But actually what happened yesterday is that the FDA commissioner, Margaret Hamburg, said that these new sodium guidelines are pretty imminent. They will be coming out. And the goal here is to just lower the sodium in restaurant-prepared and store-bought foods. Okay, so let me get to the crux of the issue. So the plan here is to have a blanket recommendation for all Americans. Let me say that again, Kate. All Americans to reduce their sodium levels. Okay, now there are a number of problems with this. Number one. Kate, I think it's a great idea that people with diabetes and hypertension, black Americans also are at risk for hypertension and diabetes. So for those populations, I wholeheartedly agree that lowering sodium is a great idea. However, to do a blanket recommendation, Kate, for the entire population is just not sound advice. For example, I'm a mom of two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Salt assists in the development of healthy brains for pregnant mothers, okay? Additionally, iodized salt intake is considered essential to preventing conditions that can lead to mental retardation. Why do we want to tell pregnant women that they're going to have to reduce their sodium intake, okay? Now, another study, which has been often cited by the Institute of Medicine, said that if you're going to reduce salt intake, to further reduce it, you may in fact be increasing health risk in certain groups. Why? Because some people who already have lower sodium levels don't need to lower their sodium anymore because that could put them at certain health risk. So the net-net here is that a low-salt diet is simply not recommended for everyone and should never be mandated by a bureaucracy.
Yeah, because it's like that, you know what the whole reason is, and you know this, and it was, your explanation was great, is exactly what it is and what's going on. There is no one-size-fits-all,
no.
Correct? I mean, no.
And I got to tell you, Kate, this kind of stuff makes me very nervous because I feel you've got bureaucrats sitting in windowless offices, okay, and they're coming up with these policies. It's like the fingers going up in the air. They've got various medical studies done by physicians who are experts in hypertension and diabetes and salt intake and all sorts of things. And it's almost like they just disregard it because it doesn't fit their agenda. Their agenda is to, you know, control what people eat, do, the PC police, the food Nazis, the food police. And really, they're just not taking into consideration that a one-size-fits-all prescription simply doesn't work.
Yeah, they should, if they would just watch your, it's like what you said is a great explanation. They're in a windowless office. I picture the same thing. And they're not out there among the people. Every city's different. Everybody's demographics.
You know, I mean, think about it. You know, what people eat in Mississippi is probably different than what they eat in California. Okay? I mean, it's just, we have a very big country. And here's the other thing. Let me just share with your listeners a little bit about the political side of things. There's this Dr. Sonia Angel, and she's in the administration, and apparently she's the point person on non-communicable diseases. And she recently testified about how the guidelines can turn into specific rules, whatnot. But here's something your listeners may find interesting. Remember when Mayor Michael Bloomberg had that big salt ban?
Yeah.
Turns out Dr. Sonia Angel worked with him in New York and was very instrumental in helping to implement that salt ban. So, you know, once she kind of, you know, did everything at the New York City level, now we find out here she is in Washington, D.C., trying to do the same thing at the national level. And again, Kate, I simply find that very dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like if it was all so easy, it's just like the whole losing weight thing. Well, gee, if
right.
we could all take a certain pill and we would all be the exact size and the perfect weight and have everything in our body the way it should be, it's like.
And here's the other thing, Kate, is that, this is what industry and restaurants are concerned about, is, sodium serves multiple purposes.
Mm.
It's a preservative. Okay, think mm-hmm. about that. What happens if sodium is not used in certain foods? What about the shelf life? What are you going to do about that? Anybody, have they thought about that? Number one. Number two, also, sodium adds taste to foods.
Mm-hmm.
Have they thought about that? All right? I mean, chefs cook with sea salt, all sorts of different types of salt. I mean, it's a major additive that we add to our food. Our food is not going to taste the same, Kate. Have they thought about these things?
Mm-mm. They haven't thought about it. And you said it.
Because
sea salt.
Because
yeah.
there's some bureaucrat sitting in a windowless office, and this is what they've come up with. They're not paying attention to the Institute of Medicine study. They're not paying attention to chefs. They're not paying attention to industry that says, hey, listen, using sodium helps us increase the shelf life of food, which we use to send around the world, which we use to feed people in our own country. Have they thought about that? Have they thought about the increased cost that's going to create?
Yeah, no, they haven't thought about that. No, no. And you're absolutely right. All you have to do is you start flipping over boxes and looking at, what's there. And if you think salt is so evil, then you take the salt out of it, taste, everything else goes away. But then something else would be put in to replace it. And what's that going to be?
Well, it's the same thing. You know what? Here's the parallel to the trans fat ban, right? So they banned trans fat. Okay, fine, you banned it. But then they didn't think through, what are you going to replace it with? They didn't think through that, Kate, at all.
No.
And the alternatives to trans fat are things that they've decided they didn't want to use from the 1970s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Absolutely. I agree with you. So what do we do about it? What do we do about it?
Well, this is what I've said to people is that, this is why people need to be engaged all the way at the dog catcher level, okay? Dog catcher all the way up to your state representative, your congressman, your senator, your governor, and president. Ask these people where they stand on these policies and tell them how you feel and tell them you want them to represent your interests. Because this is the kind of stuff that can show up in your backyard, in your city, any day. This is what happened to New York City people, right? They looked around and pretty soon there was a ban on big gulps. There was a ban on salt. These are policies that don't overwhelmingly Americans don't like. But unless you articulate that and express your discontent, they just think they can just pass anything. And people really need to be engaged, Kate, and say, what? I don't like this policy. And if you support this, I'm not going to support you.
Yeah, I agree. That's what you can't bury your head in the sand anymore. You got to get involved.
No.
Absolutely.
No, because all politics is local. I don't want this kind of stuff coming to my state, my city. And I'm going to let all my representatives know, right on down to dog catcher, these are policies I support. If you support them, I don't support you. And I'm getting my neighbors, my friends, and everybody I know to not support you, too.
Sherilyn, I agree. Perfect way to end this thing. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kate, and thanks to your listeners.
Thanks. You have a great night.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come on, this is done. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good night, mama.
Ah, we find ourselves again, would you believe it, in that space where we have one segment left in this hour of America Tonight. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? My 12-year-old nephew told me the other day, you can't freeze time. Sometimes we wish we could freeze time. Time, however, for one of my favorite segments that we do, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo.
Bingo!
All right, Nathan Reeder, our producer slash technical guru. How are you, Nathan?
Oh, I am pretty good. How are you, Kate?
I am excellent, my friend.
Okay.
So we start. What would you do if I said I am lousy, Nathan?
Well,
do
I'd say let's do something about it.
Well, we are. We're going to have some fun.
Exactly.
And I know the listeners like this in the nooks and crannies because I've gotten some notes about it. So check this out. What do you think about playing rugby in the nude? Teams from New Zealand and England have been competing in a nude rugby match in Dunedin, New Zealand. It's been held there every year since 2002. A lot of interesting selfies, let's put it that way.
I'm not surprised they're doing this over in New Zealand. Those kids down under, I'm waiting for Jack to call about this situation. You know, I know he's not a New Zealandite, but Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with a combination of shredded and bingo because I'm one of those more, you know, we're born with all this stuff and getting a little puritanical with making so many news stories about it is a little bit old school for me. But also, yeah, it's still going to poke people a little weird.
It is going to poke people a little bit weird, but I agree with you. I'm not old school at all. I'm all about, well, I'm old school when it comes to some sports and some other things. But I'm going to say, let people breathe and be who they are. So if they want to have fun, they're obviously signing up to play in the nude. If they want to play in the nude, let them play in the nude.
Yeah, baby!
You live once. I mean, Nathan, we don't know when we're taking our last breath. They're not hurting anyone, and it's not like they're doing it in an open park where people have no choice but to look.
Yep.
And maybe some people wouldn't want to look.
Yep.
All right, you're going to love this one. There was, you know, I'm obsessed with sharks. There was a massive great white shark that was most recently spotted 100 miles off the Florida coast in the Gulf of Mexico headed toward Texas. As of June 5th, there was another great white. They named it Betsy, was headed about 140 miles west of Sarasota, Florida. So in August of last August, the researchers from Ocean Reach tagged Catherine off of Massachusetts Cape Cod along with a 14-foot-long, 2,300-pound shark, Betsy. Every time the shark surfaces, their tag sends signals to a satellite that can help pinpoint their locations, which can be viewed in real time on the Ocean Reach website. So far, each of these sharks has traveled over 1,400 miles. 1,400 miles. So they're saying now that Catherine will be past the mouth of the Mississippi River in a week and is going to enter the waters off Texas not long afterwards if she keeps her current course. 15 feet long, 2,300 pounds. Shred it, bingo, or fruits and nuts.
I'm going to have to go just with shred it because those suckers, they move. I mean, 1,400. My George, the studio tech, was just talking about his dad telling those stories of walking 2 miles a day or 2 miles to school and 2 miles back from school all in one day. Those sharks are going to put in a little time, I'm sure. 14. You said last August was when they tagged Catherine?
Tagged it, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. 1,400? Oh, yeah. Yeah, summer vacation a year later? Is that how that works? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool, actually. Yeah, it's cool. I'm not a... You know, I like sharks. I like the stories about the sharks, not when they're eating people. But I guess the tagging it is so they can see what the... You know, what their habits are and what's going on with them. So from that perspective, it's kind of cool that they're doing that. Maybe they'll pick up some of the habits and find out a little bit more about feeding and all that kind of thing.
I wonder how close to the surface they need to be for the satellite signal to get picked up.
I wonder, too. I thought the same thing. It's really cool. If you go to the website and check it out, it's very, very, very cool to see it. So you don't have to go to a website to check out this story. The senators on the Hill, because they have a lot of time on their hands, were grilling Dr. Oz the other day about the miracle weight loss claims. You know, when you do a television show, which he has the big megaphone doing a TV show, and a lot of people listen to Dr. Oz, some people think he had, like, mega responsibility because he is a real doctor, and he's actually helped lots of people. People like Dr. Oz. So he gets the show, it explodes. And on his show, Nathan, he talks about green coffee beans as a miracle weight loss kind of thing, right? So Senator Claire McCaskill, who's the chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Consumer Protection, Product Safety and Insurance Brigade, she was the leader of the panel, she said she looked at it as false advertising for weight loss products, saying that this is really bad, that he says this on his show, and they don't have scientific evidence to back it up, like the green coffee beans. And she says the scientific community is almost monolithic against, like, a Dr. Oz guy in terms of the three products that are called miracles. So she says that this is false hope, that he gives viewers and others who you know, false hope that they can just eat these things and lose weight, and questions his role, intentional or not, in perpetrating a scam, that he's a scammer by doing what he's doing. So what do you think? Shred it, bingo, fruits and nuts.
I'm kind of the bingo variety because, you know, it, someone that has the public's trust needs to show them that they are also not the only one to trust. Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying because he is a doctor, and because a lot of people watch this show, that he has the trust of the public, so there is a little bit of a difference in what he's doing.
There's definitely, well, there's the responsibility involved with having people's trust. And then there is the representation of him being a scientist to say enough that there might be other products, especially when you're using the content that includes words like miracle and things in a pill form where you can basically sum any of your own personal responsibility for how you live your life down to a task that basically is the same as breathing.
Right, I get what you're saying. And so I think it's kind of a mixed bag. I think it is sort of a shredded because there is a responsibility, and I guess, you know, they know they're tapping into it. If you say anything about miracle drugs, miracle this, miracle that, and people want to lose weight, and you can tell them that they can eat green coffee beans, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to eat green coffee beans.
Yep.
But ultimately, it's personal responsibility. But you still, when you have a big megaphone, so I kind of see what she's saying there. But it's personal responsibility, ultimately, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's true.
All right, so last one. Tanning salons are getting a bad rap. A lot of them have been closed. A lot of them that used to cater to younger kids are not allowed to go in there. So here's the answer. Here's the deal. Should tanning salons be completely banned? Because some think scientifically they can prove that too much of the tanning bed in the salons are harmful to your health and could cause skin cancer. That's not completely, you won't get a lot of scientists to jump on board with that, but there are some that have. Should they be shut down completely?
Well, yeah, just right after you stop selling cigarettes and alcohol. Good luck, guys. Shred that right off.
Good answer. Woohoo! I agree. Shred that. Because you cannot police. We go back to the same thing. People, you can't police people's behavior, what they want to do, if they want to eat a piece of chocolate, if they want to have too much to drink one day or something. I mean, you know, but the rest of their life, they're not. I don't know. I think you got to be careful when you tell people they can't do this and they can't do this. Very nice, Nathan Reeder. Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Oh, how much fun was that?
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.